Our best bet is move everything aside or go faster. We have two options.
Winter has a way of keeping us on our toes. One day, we're making real progress on the roof. The next, we're watching snow pile up on what we should be installing.
You pull that rich cap off, then it needs to go back on. It's going to get soaked when it rains.
Then comes the rain, turning everything to mud just in time for another freeze.
12-12 times an 18-12 metal roof for the valley like this. I mean, we're amateurs at best, and it's a tough roof for us.
It's a cycle we know all too well. We just need about two more good days to finish the east roof and for our last few pregnant ewes to hold out until the next winter storm passes.
We have two new babies. This one was born two nights ago, and this little one right here was born last night.
If there's one thing we've learned out here, it's that nothing waits for perfect timing. Not the weather, not the work, and definitely not the livestock.
She's going nowhere fast. How many do you think we have total to get to the very end?
About five.
Okay, so we have one panel left to tie into the valley. We originally thought that it was only gonna be three panels that tie in there. It's in fact four. And then we're gonna start cutting around the skylights and working our way down with four more.
Yes.
After that one. So we're getting close. The end is near.
Yes.
We're gonna be installing sidewall flashing around all the skylights. We're gonna start at the top. The top portion right here goes against the curb of the skylight, and this portion right here slides underneath the metal panel. In order for it to fit, I gotta take my saw and cut this ridge off so it sits flat and the metal roof can come on top of it. Flashing's on, the metal roofing is going to come down, it's going to stop against the flashing, and then we're going to take the bottom panels, slide them up, and they're going to slide underneath the top panels. Once that's done, we'll put the side flashing on the side of the skylight, and we'll fold this flap down and create a water barrier so water comes down, hits everything, and just flows off the roof. Nothing goes under or in between these skylights. We're looking about five panels wide, and four of them look to be cut. It looks like the last one is gonna be a full sheet that goes straight down, which is gonna be nice.
Make my shoulders burn a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough, huh?
You wanna cut all four at one time?
Yeah, 1.5. When we cut these, we're gonna raise them up a little bit. Some 2x4s, and so I don't cut into the bottom 2x4s. We'll cut that real quick. We want to be careful when we're cutting it. Hold that side up because we got a lot hanging there. It's gonna fall that way probably.
Nice.
Yeah, those are fantastic looking cuts too. So I have no problem having those up there.
Perfect.
All right, cool.
You want to pre-drill?
Probably should, huh?
Yeah. You think you can carry all these at once? And we're going to lift them over?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, up. Here we go. 4.
Tell you what, my shoulders are going to be sore after today.
Yeah. How you doing, you're right?
Yeah. You want to go on top of that thing or no?
Yeah, I can. 1, 2, 3, up.
Maybe the wind will give us a break.
Yeah, I hope so. That should be good. You think we do it one at a time? You hold it past one, I'll put it up, put a few screws, and we keep going?
Sure.
Let's try that. Just one at a time. Just about pick it up, put your hand there, slide it up. It's not heavy, is it?
No, it's not heavy. I just don't want to scratch the one under it.
Yeah, no, I need it. Cool. Let me get that this way. Perfect. There you go. Excellent.
All right. Go up a little higher. Hold your
side
so I can get under it.
Yeah, hold it there,
bro. I need to send it.
I need to go up. Yep, I need to go up.
You pull us up a little bit higher, I can drop this down. I gotta go. Oh, we're almost there.
Okay, still low.
All right, hold on. I need to move. Can I drop my side down?
Drop down, yeah.
All right, hold on. We're on.
All right, you need to go about a half inch. You can. Hey, look.
Good. Tell me you get your hands on it.
Hands on it.
See, now we're getting in the room.
Yeah.
That one was even easier than the last.
Uh-huh. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Excellent. Good job, good work.
Okay, I can go down.
Yep.
Going under?
No.
I'm on top. Alright, you ready?
Yep.
I need to go up a little.
From here on out, all the remaining panels need to be cut. The first one needs to be cut with the valley that also ties into the first skylight. And the remaining panels after that, we got to be very careful with those, because once we start cutting out for all the skylights, we're going to have skinny pieces of metal paneling that goes in between the skylights. And the wind catches that, this is gonna flop over and bend, and that panel's ruined. We gotta start back over. So it's a windy day. We just need to be careful. That's all.
We have had some really cold work days out here, and when you're working up high on a metal roof, you have got to have some good gear.
Told you Bombas socks change your life.
He's not wrong. This video is sponsored by Bombas, and these are their merino wool socks. They're temperature regulating, super soft, and somehow they keep my feet warm without making them sweaty. And as soon as I get off of this roof, I am going to slip directly into my Sherpa-lined slippers.
I even have my own pair.
Memory foam and all.
Yes.
Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't love them, you can exchange them. No problem. But the best part is when you buy a pair, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Over 150 million have already been donated. So not only are you keeping your toes warm, but you're helping someone else too. Bombas even ships to over 200 countries now. So wherever you are, you can grab a pair. So head to bombas.com/WWOG and use our code WWOG20 to get 20% off your first purchase.
And this is our overhang right there. So that's our cut. That's all it is. Cut that little bit off, we'll measure over 17 inches up 82 inches, and that's gonna be the opening for our skylight. And this should be cut, done. It's good.
82.
Okay. Yeah. How do you want to ride up with this? Across the top?
Yeah, put that on top. Pick it up, we'll spin it, we'll put it on, and I'm gonna climb up and go to the skylight.
Okay. You got your side balanced? Yeah.
What?
My head did? No, it did not. Good. I'm gonna go over the side real quick. Good. Tell me when I'll push this up.
How you looking? How's it look?
Looks good.
Yeah, that flashing's gonna come on here. It'll come up, cover this entire thing up. Good to go. Excellent.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. I love when a plan comes together.
Come on, hon. You have that tip?
Got, look at that left hand. I got it. Yep. Got feet. You got it, girl?
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Good.
Good.
Let me go. I think we need to go over yours, Josh, and then go under this. Okay, there you go. There you go. All right, watch your hands now. Perfect.
How'd it look?
Good. I'm lined up.
Are you?
Yep. My hands are so cold, it's hard to get a grip on just one. You got it?
Yeah.
Going up. Josh has all perfect cuts so far today. He's down to the final two. Can he do it?
I can do it because it's a simple cut. We got in the bag, girl, you know? It's not our first day.
Pressure's on.
Extra panel, so it's six. It's full, five full and a partial.
You know, we're close.
It looks great.
You guys look good.
That's nice. It's a good feeling. No, it's going up. It's going fast. And once we get past this portion here, no more skylights and straight super speed and get it done.
I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You can tell. Looks good.
That part of the roof actually looks really small. Like, that's now. Right.
This one. That looks so manageable.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. It's an 1812, so it's a lot steeper.
Yeah.
We'll see how I do on that tomorrow.
No skylights. It's gonna be easy.
And I could swear even the stars are blinded by your very light.
Bedtime.
The way you move is like a mystery that I'll try to find.
Bye-bye.
I don't know where to slow time down. You
are a
A little more snow coming. We've got to hunker down.
Get a measurement. It should be the same exact measurement for the first panel up top, but then I gotta measure for the panel down low. Gotta notch it just a smidge to go around that skylight, and it's gonna be another little sliver at the end. Do a solid rake, and that roof is done. That better be?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What?
Wow.
What?
You really weigh this basket down.
Okay.
You got out, the whole thing went up in the air.
Okay.
I didn't.
We'll see what happens. Your 6'2" ass, 220, gets out of that thing. How it feels.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Just hold it. I gotta go power.
Okay.
Pull back off me. Pull it off a little bit. This is how you want.
Okay. Stop. We're good. Come down. This is so ridiculous.
Ah, I'm joking. How you doing?
I'm good. You getting back in?
I do.
I'm all lined up, ready to tie it down. Oh my god.
Sorry. Ready?
Yeah, hold this. You gotta go under. Alright, let go.
Can't turn it. Keep on feeding it straight. You can't turn it because it's shooting your way. Okay. Keep feeding it. There you go. Perfect. Okay. Keep on coming. Keep feeding it. Okay, hold up. Do you want to go over top first and come
yeah,
back?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
All right, one.
Oh, let me go over, okay?
Yep. Yeah, good. Ain't gonna fit.
No?
Nope.
Can we go to the side and then go under?
No.
If I scoot my machine back, we'll be able to get under it.
You're gonna have to.
Machine.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. Turn it on. I'll hold it. Pull it up. To the green, yep.
Back to the gas?
No.
We got all the metal wrapped around all the skylights. We're gonna put the last 9-inch piece up. Once that's done, put the rake on there and tell you the truth, we're not really sure how we're gonna remedy this entire roof issue with the design flaw. We still are gonna build off the side. We're not sure if we're gonna continue that roof. We're not sure. We're gonna install it today like it's a finished product, but keep in mind, we might be tearing part of it down to continue that roof on.
It's not really tearing it down.
No, not tearing it down. We're just taking the rake off and the 9-inch piece off and continuing. But we want to finish for the rain and the snow and the water for now.
Yeah, just to hold us over.
Yeah.
Until we figure out what the heck we're going to do.
Yes, we'll figure it out. Multiple things we can do. Just got to figure out the right one.
Yeah.
It's all going to be a pain in the ass.
I know. Where are that?
Yeah.
Wait, are we going up?
Yeah, we're going up. Keep in mind with that
That you left all those screws in place and so the rake's not gonna fit on.
Okay, we're going up.
Okay.
That's the best angle, huh? Put up.
It's okay. Where am I at the bottom a little more? Tough
because
it's the butyl tape.
I know. Find that gap. Get a close gap like that.
Good. Like that?
Yeah.
You like it?
Made for somebody maximum 5'6", not 6'2" like myself. Right? Maximum 5'6".
I feel like you fit pretty well in this truck.
My knees on the dashboard, dude.
I don't think Elsie is gonna be too happy with this weather.
No.
I have a feeling she's gonna be chasing us down.
Give us the old mail, you know? There she is.
Going nowhere fast.
Uh-huh.
A little comfort food for the soul, Dashie.
Yes, you're welcome.
Was that their wake-up call?
What? You gonna do the pitchfork or you gonna do handfuls?
Oh, just pass me handfuls.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't no dandy.
I know you're that girl. Here you go.
You might use a pitchfork.
All right, go get your hair, okay?
Here you go.
Thank you.